Welcome again to another exciting edition of the Ultimate Engine Show. Yes, it's your boy Sipiwe. I'm here with my man DJ
Glory.
Yes, man. Thank you once again for joining us and stuff. We have been seeing you guys. You're downloading our shows and we're growing slowly but surely. But you know what? We're thankful and we'd like to welcome you to another amazing one. Just to continue, we have amazing shows today. We are jam-packed. We're going to be talking about South African celebrities and the cars that they're driving. Such an exciting topic, of course, because some of you guys might wonder, these guys, the money that they make, the lifestyle that they live, exactly how does it go down, you know? We're also going to be talking about the 10 most expensive cars in the world ever made. Yeah. That is something interesting. You know, we have like 10 of the best. We're going to share their prices in euros. Of course, we convert that to you guys in rands. And then we're going to share a little fun fact with you guys in terms of car history and stuff. That slot is coming. And we'll close the show off with 7 things that you would have learned after driving a Lamborghini. My man, Glory, how are you, man?
I'm awesome. And you, man?
I am awesome. I am excited. I am fantastic. This is another lovely one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on when you're going to download our show. We hope that you're going to enjoy it. Let's go straight to the news and share with you guys what we have for you today. So, very interesting facts, guys. I just want to talk about South Africa and the fact that, I don't know if you guys might be aware, but there's a car that we as South Africans actually invented. Invented by a guy called Cobus Meering. He had a company that was developing this car. The name of the car is Joule. Don't know if the pronunciation is right, but it's J-O-U-L-E. That is the name of the car, but the sad part is that it has failed to take off because the guys, I don't know if you know, the Industrial Development Cooperation, IDC, which was responsible for funding the whole project from the beginning, they actually failed to continue to fund them. So as a result, the car Joule, which is our first baby in South Africa, has failed to launch. And with it, 60 jobs were lost. So everything kind of went down and they've kind of working on obviously bringing everything back, recreating the jobs and, you know, obviously creating the excitement about the car. And by the way, it is a full electric car that South Africa is working on.
You know, that's actually, it's actually a disappointment because think about it, we would actually have loved to have a car, first car created in South Africa, plus it's electric, which makes it even better. So now we're level ahead,
but you know,
for this to just feel like that, it's
it is disappointing. I mean, I agree with you. Why not? I mean, we invented something.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously for the first time, like we get obviously we get to take a stand and lead in terms of something, especially with something that is a future of vehicles. And then in Germany, there's a guy who went to a car dealership. And he test drove a very nice vintage Ferrari. So German police are looking for a man. They say test drove a rare vintage Ferrari worth 30 million rands. And he never came back. Now they're looking for this guy. I'm just wondering. I mean, did they not have a tracker in the car or something like that? I mean, I've worked in the motor industry. Listen, each and every car that goes out has got a tracking device. In fact, it's got two tracking devices where I worked. That's how I know it works down. So we hope that the guys will find back their car. I mean, a vintage car which is worth 30 million. But you know, this makes me ask, Glory, I mean, do cars actually, I mean, appreciate in value or do they depreciate? I mean, come on, this car is expensive for a rare vintage model.
Actually.
Unless, obviously, maybe it's on auction or something like that and it's really like rare, as they say. But we are closing off the news with Tesla. They're facing mounting pressure because now Audi, Mercedes-Benz, as well as VW, they're ramping up their push into electric cars.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're looking at this milestone that they want to achieve. It's very significant for all companies that they grow because the future of vehicles looks like we're looking maybe towards electric vehicles and stuff. Obviously, the cars will be better in terms of the emission that they take out. Woo! English. Obviously, they'll be better in terms of how they emit. And just the future of cars is that they're going more electric and stuff. So I think Tesla, they have to pick up their socks in terms of what they're looking to do, improvement. Obviously, Elon Musk knows better. They are like the leader of electric cars. So they're facing some pressure. But I believe that they can take a stand and they can do better as they always have in the electric space, you know. And we're going to shoot straight to our topic. My man, Glory, is going to take over. We know, obviously, we love our celebrities in South Africa and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said before, these guys are driving dope cars, man. and they're living dope lives and stuff like that, and we support them and we buy them music and we watch their television shows and stuff. I'm sure you guys want to know how their lifestyles are and what kind of cars they drive.
So guys, here are a couple of celebrities that we have, very well-known celebrities that are here in South Africa, and these are a couple of cars that they drive. One of the perceptions that we've also had is that, you know, sometimes because maybe they're in South Africa, these guys don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
think
that's
again
true.
Because these guys are rolling in it. So like here on number 10 we have MT, who is driving a Mercedes-Benz AMG A45, and that goes for 800,000 rand.
Right? Okay, no, he's a South African rapper. Yeah. He's dropped two albums and he's doing very well. He's driving a very nice car.
So on number 9 we have Knock Music. And for those of you who might not know Knock Music, if you are a person that watches soapies, in a very long time ago, he acted in a very famous soapy called Generations, where he had a character called MJ, if I'm not mistaken.
MJ, yes.
Yes, that guy. So he's at number 9, and he drives a BMW M4 convertible, which goes for 1.4 million rand.
Yep, I'm not surprised, because I mean, from the acting industry to the music industry, there is a lot of money in acting, especially with Generations, especially those times when MJ was on.
Yeah.
Before the drama, before the saga of changing actors and stuff, they used to earn a lot of money there.
Yeah, so on number 8, we have the famous SA's very own Queen B, Bonang Matheba, who is on 8th place with a Mercedes-Benz AMG G63 that goes for 2 million
bucks. Wow. Man, like, I'm just wondering, like, do you think these guys buy these cars cash? I mean, like, Knock Music, his car is with like 1.4 million. It's about 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Bonang Matheba's car is worth two million. Do you think they buy them cash?
Definitely. Well, I don't see a reason why not.
Whoa.
Unless maybe they're broke and they're trying to keep up with the life.
Man, how I wish I'd walk into a dealership one day, 2 million cash in a briefcase. You know what? I don't even want to go to the bank. I just want my car right now.
Unless maybe they have these sort of deals with their record labels and stuff like that, so they can go and purchase car and over time it gets paid for. But I think they do buy cash.
Ooh,
so
wow.
Anyway, on position number 7 we have Euphonic, who is a DJ, and he drives an Aston Martin DBS, which goes for 2 million rand.
Wow, man. I've seen Euphonic actually driving around. There's, you know, where we live, there's a very famous shopping center called the Glen. I just saw him drive around in an all black Land Rover.
Wow.
Oh, in fact, it was a Range Rover.
Oh, okay.
I think it was one of the new ones. It was very nice, bro.
Yeah.
The rims were black. The car was black matte. You know, the windows, the window tinting was black. And he had his window open. That's how I could see it was Euphonic.
Yeah.
Very beautiful car. So I believe that car that he has, it's not the only one.
So when you saw him, did you like react in a weird way or something like that?
No, nah,
you
just come on, I'm a celebrity myself. Nah, just jokes.
Yeah, we are celebrities, actually.
I mean, come on, man. When I see a brother that I work with, I don't panic, I don't stress. I just say, hey, brother, you know, yeah. That's how it is, man. Me and you, you know, one day we must work.
Yeah. So anyway, on 6th place, this person is a TV personality. Very, very popular.
More than
that. Yeah, very popular in SA. He's also an actor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he does.
He's a choreographer.
Yeah.
He's an actor, he's a radio DJ. He's like on commercials. Ooh, man, this guy's doing the most, eh? So Mizzy.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, on 6th place we have Somizi Mhlongo, if you want his full details, and he drives a BMW i8, which also goes for 2 million. Man, these guys are rolling with 2 million.
You know what I have to say with Somizi? I believe he bought it cash.
Yeah.
This guy is rolling. I mean, considering the amount of activities he does, everything, he's just all over. He's on the DXTV, I think he's one of the ambassadors.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's on Metro FM, he's a radio DJ, he's a choreographer, he's got a television show. Oh man, this guy is just making a killing, man. We can just only take inspiration from this, eh?
Yeah. So on 5th place we have the one and only Super Mega, and this is actually we know him as Super Mega, also as AKA, and he drives a BMW X6M, which goes for 2 million.
Yeah, the M Power. Yeah, he's had that car for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing car. I think everybody knows when he pulls up in that car, it's like one of his favorite cars. I think he just recently bought an i8 as well. I know that he might own a couple of other cars, but yeah, this is his main car. He loves this car. In fact, I've seen him in this car. Super Mega, aka shout out.
I feel like this guy is like, this guy's a lot of money but very low key at the same time, eh?
Yeah, well, let me be honest with you. Not that much low key, but obviously, okay, yeah. I guess you know, he's on social media and stuff like that.
This guy apparently owns real estates.
Yeah, I know he does. He has a lot of money and stuff like that. But sometimes he lets it show and stuff like that, okay. And he makes some unpleasant comments. But he's a fantastic dude. I love him. I love his music. Shout out to AKA, man.
So on fourth place we have Anati, and he drives a Mercedes-Benz AMG CLS CCC3S, which goes for over 2 million.
Yeah, that guy is actually my age.
He is?
Yeah, I don't know if I can say my age, but it's not a surprise. I'm 26, I'm turning 27. Yeah. He's my age and he's making a killing. You know what I mean? He's also a producer. He's done a lot of things and he travels a lot. Young man making a killing, I have to say.
Yeah. And on third place, literally everybody knows this guy. This guy's making it worldwide. He's pushing South Africa all over wherever he goes.
Yep.
Like, there's literally nobody that cannot know this guy. And he goes by the name of Black Coffee. And he drives a Maserati Gran Turismo, which goes for 3.3 million rand.
Making a killing. I also saw, just when I was doing my research, that his wife also drives a Maserati.
Nice.
Man, can I just say this? I've said it before in previous shows that I have been in the motor industry. I worked there. So I worked for a Toyota dealership that was just like together with like a Bentley dealership.
Yeah.
I've literally, there's one of the sales guys from Bentley. I was selling a car to Black Coffee. I went over and I started chatting to him and stuff like that. I was specializing in Toyotas, of course. Yeah. There were people who were specializing in Bentleys. And he bought himself a brand new I'm lying. It's not a brand new. I believe it was a pre-owned. Yeah. But it was about 8 million rands at the time when he bought it. Just can't remember the exact Bentley model. But it was one of those long ones that look like Rolls Royces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he bought it. I even took a picture with him. I mean, if this was a visual show, I'd post that picture. I have it. It's in my phone. That's back in the day when I was in the motor industry.
Yeah,
you know, I love the guy, man, and he's making a killing. And this was immediately after he came back with that with that song, "Till I Got No Love for You, Baby."
Oh, that's
pardon my singing. I can be serious if I want to.
So anyway, on second place we have the famous Casper Nyovest, who drives a Bentley Continental GT V8 for 3.7 million rand. I mean, this guy is doing the most out there. He's making it for himself.
My favorite Bentley.
Your favorite Bentley.
Yeah. Wow. When I was working there, like I just said, there was this all black one with black rims, two doors.
Wow.
Oh, Lord, bless me. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I knew somebody from Bentley. They always told me I can go over and I can ask to test drive it.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you know, those, you know what I mean, man. You know, you gotta pull in at least in, like, something that shows that, you know, you can kind of afford it. Because you know how they treat you when you're literally walking in and you want to test drive a Bentley. And I mean, you have dreams about it and stuff, but they, like, won't accommodate you. So, yeah, I love the Continental. And, yeah, I love Casper for choosing that car.
Okay, and on first place we have Ricky Rick, who drives a Ferrari that goes from 4 to 7 million rands.
Yeah, wow, that estimation is something else. It's one of the new ones.
Yeah.
I see. Ricky Rick is making a killing, bro, and he's been quiet for a while in the music industry as well. I mean, guys, most of these artists are musicians and stuff. I think they're the ones who, like, really make a killing in terms of celebrities in South Africa. Just like in most countries, United States, the UK and stuff. United States obviously is a bit different because even in the film industry makes a killing. But in South Africa, the music is like one of the leading industries in terms of income, and celebrities actually living a luxurious lifestyle.
Yeah, so guys, that's basically what we wanted to tell you guys about. We just wanted to inform you. And just to let you guys know, we are not promoting any of these artists because, as you know, we are Active FM, and Active FM Christ music is hot music. Yep. That's what we represent. Anyway, yep. Moving on to our next topic.
Yep. It's important that you mention that because we are still talking about cars. This is obviously the celebrities are the ones that own them.
Yeah.
We don't want to only stick to guys and stuff like that, though we did speak about Bonang in the previous session.
Yeah.
But we have more ladies who actually also are making a killing. One of them is Boitumelo Tulo. She's an actress, she's a TV presenter, she's also a choreographer.
Yeah.
She owns herself a very beautiful red Mercedes AMG GLA 45. It's beautiful, it suits her. I mean, it's quite big. It costs about 800,000 rands.
Nice.
These people don't mind spending, hey?
Mm-hmm.
They really don't. Then the next lady that you might have probably came across her post and stuff like that. She posted a McLaren on the internet and stuff like that. She don't know if she bought it herself but she mentioned it was a gift, an early Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
So her name is Amanda DuPont. She's obviously owning a very beautiful purple McLaren.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure of the price, but we believe that it's just over about a million rands or so.
Mm-hmm.
Very amazing, looks gorgeous. Obviously, we're happy that even the actors are making it in South Africa and stuff. Obviously, we have Bonang. Okay, we know we spoke about Bonang. In fact, she came up twice in the list and stuff. She's just all over. She's making a killing.
She is.
And then we have a very famous lady in South Africa. Her name is Courtney Ferguson.
Yeah.
She's obviously known for having produced the soapy you spoke about, Generations. Now she's producing other shows and stuff like that on DSTV. And also, her post said that this was a gift. So maybe she might have gotten this gift from her well-known husband, Shona Ferguson.
Yeah.
But she got she got herself an AMG C63. Now, her car is about 1.3 million rands.
Yeah.
I love a C63, but for some reason, I actually love the older shape.
The older shape actually does look better than
The older shape makes a killing for me and stuff like that. And then we got one more lady who once posted a video of herself very happy and dancing over her brand new car. She seems more chilled. She's very even in person I've seen her. Mm-hmm. She's like very humble and stuff. Her name is Nomza Mombata. She's a media personality, she's a humanitarian, she's an actress.
Yeah.
She's just always been like a big fan of Audi as well. So she bought herself an Audi SQ5, which is known to be just around the million rand mark.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're obviously congratulating these people. We are still talking about the cars that they drive and stuff like that. And it is amazing that people out there in South Africa are making it, and they're living the life that they've been dreaming about.
Yeah.
I know one thing for sure with artists as well, that they've always had dreams for doing what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
So it's great for motivation. It's great for us who are aspiring as well. You know, radio DJs don't get paid that much, you know, but we hope that one day we actually can afford ourselves some beautiful cars. So just that small list we wanted to express to you guys, just obviously for those who are interested. You can follow them if you want to, but those are the cars that they drive, not the only cars that they drive.
Mm.
All right. So our next topic that we want to talk to you guys about is the 10 most expensive cars ever made.
So guys, we're going into 10 most expensive cars ever made. And number 10 on the list is actually the Pagani Huayra BC, and it goes for £2.1 million. And this Pagani is the first car on our list and also the most expensive Italian manufacturer has ever made. So yeah guys, this car is beautiful.
Pagani, wow. I mean, it's only a few people might own that car and mm-hmm. stuff like that. The car is worth about 38 million rands.
38 million in rands.
In rands.
And if you look at the price in pounds, what is it?
2.1 million.
Yo, that's a major difference.
This also reflects on obviously how low our rand is and stuff like that. But can you imagine what you can get for 38 million rands?
38 million rands in South Africa.
Whoa.
Like, I'm set for days, man.
Guys, I'm like, I'm gonna buy houses and stuff for like a million rand plus minus each, that's literally 38 houses.
Yeah, it is actually.
For like a million rand.
You could literally, because you get like, you even get beautiful houses that are slightly below that price. You can get around 900,000, 700,000.
Wow.
And you get yourself a nice, beautiful house, probably like 5 bedrooms in it.
And you get people who can actually use that amount of money to buy a car.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is some inspiration, people. we need to wake up, guys.
Yeah, we do, eh?
Yeah.
So number 9 is the Ferrari Pininfarina Sergio, which goes for £2.3 million.
Wow, so it actually gets worse.
Yeah.
But you guys should actually check it out. It looks gorgeous. It's a very beautiful car.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Sort of like a convertible.
Yeah.
In fact, this looks like a very limited edition.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any in South Africa.
Definitely not. I haven't seen this car, eh?
I haven't seen it. I literally only know it off the internet.
Yeah, this car looks like some sort of spaceship, like alien type of stuff.
You know what? It's like a convertible.
Yeah.
But on another level. If you guys want to check it out, it's the Pininfarina.
Yeah, Pininfarina. And yeah, basically, this car, well, but just judging by the look of it, it looks like it can fly. I don't know, for some reason. Like, if you could fly in this car, it would be totally awesome. But very futuristic, especially in terms of the features.
Yeah.
Brilliant car.
But I just want to say this. It looks like a convertible, but with no windscreen.
Yeah, with no windscreen.
And for a car that is as fast as this.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you think this could be an everyday car?
Everyday car? No. Show-off car?
Yes, definitely. Like a car show kind of.
Whenever you're driving to your meeting, you know you're going to meet business people, and you're like, guys, look at my works, man.
Man, like, you don't even say look at my works. Look at that.
Yeah.
You know?
As soon as your car just comes in the driveway, everyone's going to notice you.
From the sound to the look, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's the Ferrari Pininfarina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're moving on to number 8, which is the Aston Martin Valkyrie. And it goes for $2.4 million.
Whoa. So this actually just gets worse and worse. Wow. But then, wait. Did we tell them how much that is in rents, the previous one?
The previous one, which is the Ferrari,
we didn't tell them that one. That one is about 42 million rands.
Wow. Guys.
42 million rands. Also quite expensive.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously, there's a lot of people who can afford it. So there's no such thing as expensive.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's got a lot to do with you not being able to afford it.
Yeah. So anyway, like we're saying, we have our Aston Martin Valkyrie, which is for 2.4 million rand. I mean, million pounds.
Yeah.
Yes, it goes for 2.4 million pounds. And looking at this car, it's also a very beautiful car. But when I look at the features, it seems like they've taken a bit from some cars that I know. Like the Pagani and the Koenigsegg, it's like a mixture of both.
Ooh. It's beautiful though.
Yeah, very nice.
If there's one thing it kind of resembles for me is like that movie Batman.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Does it look like a Batmobile?
It looks like the Batmobile. Wow, guys, you guys should check this car out. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, for 44 million rand, I would buy that.
Definitely.
I would buy that as long as my house is, you know, obviously, but like 10 million rands, you know.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys, but then I mean, if you can afford it and stuff like that, it's something, but it's just by the looks that you can actually consider buying. In terms of the beauty, it's the beauty is on another level, man. It's emotional, it's very personal.
So anyway, moving on, number 7, we have the Lycan Hypersport, which goes for 2.6 million pounds.
Yep.
And the Hypersport was built by W Motors of Lebanon, becoming the first Arab supercar.
Yeah. Just so that you guys misheard, not VW Motors, but W
Motors. W Motors, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're moving on, and
wait. That car, guys, is 47 million rands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the Lycan for
Hypersport.
Yeah,
it's
Hypersport.
The Lycan Hypersport.
Yeah, if you guys want to Google it, it's Lykan Hypersport. It's in the normal hyper and sport.
Yeah,
you guys will check it out. It's a beautiful looking vehicle.
Definitely. And on number 6 we have our Bugatti Veyron, and it goes for 2.7 million pounds. One of the several customized Bugatti Veyron models. This is the limited edition by German tuning house Mentory. Vivia is the most expensive at nearly 2.7 million pounds.
Yeah, wow. I mean, if I may say, it said that the top speed is about 253 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I would just wonder how much would that be converted to kilometers, because it's a bit different. But just like I've said before, with any car and any speed limit, you would never necessarily get to the top speed in South Africa because they all get kept and they get chipped, and you cannot drive past a certain speed because you are in South Africa.
Yeah, that's just how it is, guys. You have to live with it.
Yep, and that car, it cost you guys in rands about 49 million rands.
Yeah.
Yep, so you gotta obviously know that everything is sorted before you buy the car.
So moving on, number five, halfway through the list, is the McLaren P1 LM, and it goes for £2.7 million. So our McLaren has 3.8-liter twin-turbo V8 and electric motor, housed in a gold-plated engine bay, and joining to produce 968 bhp.
Yep.
So anyway, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Number four.
Sorry, okay, guys. Yeah? I just want to say that just like the previous one, that also cost you 49 million rands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ooh, is it worth it though?
Well, I mean, if you have the money, definitely it is worth it.
I mean, what would constitute, I mean, for you, what would constitute you, I mean, let's just say, Glory, my man, you're fine, you sorted, you have it. What would go through your mind if you're thinking, no, actually, I would buy it?
First of all, like you said, if I have the finances, definitely, I would have to, there's a lot of things to consider, but basically, if I had to buy this car, it's just basically me thinking, okay, maybe I want to have a little fun on the road. Obviously, it's not safe to drive drive these cars really fast on the road because you're putting a lot of lives at risk.
Yeah.
But then maybe I'll like take it to a racetrack and then put it there. But at the same time, it's really not worth it, eh?
Because before I make such a decision to buy a car that is worth 49 million rands, I'll make sure that we have a very big church that is on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I buy a car? And I mean, like, you know what I mean? I'd rather invest, like, in like, property.
Yeah.
Invest in my house, invest in the church, you know, like, grow us first and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I come to church with a car like this? And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather do the most...
That's another thing that just came through my head, is that people are suffering and we're out here buying cars that cost 49 million rands.
Million rands.
I mean, do you know the amount of donation you could do, how much lives you could impact at 49 million?
Just 10 million rands. And I promise you, with that amount of with that kind of a price, you're definitely going to buy this car cash. There's no way you're going to finance this, eh?
Definitely.
This is like, maybe like what, 500,000 rands per month? Oh, it's too much, bro. For car finance.
That's too much. So anyway, moving right along, at number four we have our Lamborghini Veneno Roadster, which goes for £3.4 million.
Just gets worse, eh?
Yeah, the prices just keeps getting higher, man. But that's what you do when you love something, you'll pay for it.
Yeah. Well, we just make sure that everything else is sorted before you pay for it. Well, everything would be sorted, because with that kind of a money, in terms of success and stuff, you definitely would have had to sort everything out before you get to that place. It is inspiration, it's wonderful, but it's a beautiful Lamborghini. Definitely about 62 million rands in terms of the conversion. It's beautiful. It's said that it's fired up by a V12 engine, you know, 6.5 liter, and it actually gets to 60 miles per hour in under three seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, that is on another level.
Yeah.
Just out of my head, it's probably in kilometers gets to maybe like 100 kilometers in about the same time, maybe like 3 to 4 seconds.
So anyway, plus Lamborghini Veneno. The term Veneno is actually Spanish and it's a translation to say poison, to celebrate their 50th birthday mark.
Whoa, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So Lamborghini poison. Poisonous car, eh?
Very poisonous.
It looks very poisonous.
Yeah, actually, even judging by the shape, you know, it looks like a venomous snake.
Snake, it actually does. that's actually good from Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, on number three, position number three, is the Koenigsegg CCXR Trevita, which goes for £3.7 million.
Can I ask you something before we continue?
Yeah, you can.
Do you think the guys that make the Lamborghinis own them, like you know, like the guys who like make them, you know, like the manufacturer and stuff? Do you think that they have at least like each one?
The guys that put the parts together,
they build them. Yeah.
No, I don't think necessarily.
This is just a job, eh?
Yeah, it's basically like probably wherever they manufacture the car. So obviously, maybe you have a company that comes up with this concept and they're like, this is a car we want to build. And obviously, maybe let's say, for example, I'll give an example of any, just a random company, yeah. Not to say that it's an actual fact, but just to give an example, let's say Ford are good with putting parts together.
Yeah.
And I have a brand for Mercedes and I'm like, I want my car to look like this. This is the specifications,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
And basically, obviously, you pay them to do the work and they put it up for you.
Wow, guys. So you can just tell them again about that car.
The Koenigsegg.
Yeah, the Koenigsegg.
So the Koenigsegg, it goes for 3.7 million.
Whoa, 68 million rand.
68 million rand for real?
Yep.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Just thinking about it, it can drive a person nuts. But oh, yeah.
Man, literally, no pun intended. Literally can.
Yeah, and the performance of this car, first of all, it has a 4.8 liter engine, which is a V8 engine. It goes for 62 meters per hour in 2.9 seconds, faster, wow, than the Lamborghini.
Wow, and it's also said that the car maker created a diamond coated carbon fiber, yeah, finish that gives the car a sparkling silvery white appearance. So obviously, in terms of the making of it,
yeah,
seeing that they've used the carbon fiber, imagine that it's very nice and light, mm-hmm, and it really moves. Eh? The aerodynamics really support bodies that are created with carbon fiber.
Yeah. So moving on to our second car, we have the Rolls-Royce Striptail. And yeah, this car is like, it goes for a really mind-blowing price. I don't know, like, these cars just are not stopping with these prices.
Ooh.
We have the Rolls-Royce Striptail and it goes for 9.9 million.
That is the presidential one.
Yeah.
The one that looks like, yeah, just the door opens the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, just to give you guys a visual, kind of effect, yeah, to the description. The Rolls-Royce, that the doors open the other way.
Yeah.
That is the one. Woo.
And this car draws inspiration from vintage models, bizarre luxury yachts, and basically it has a 6.75-liter V12 engine under the bonnet with concrete console housing, a bottle of champagne. Ooh. Talk about luxury.
Wow.
But anyway, for some of us, we are Christians, we don't drink alcohol, so
yes,
you can make that non-alcoholic champagne for us.
Yeah, please, man. Make no mistake, the car cost about 181 million rands. I almost pulled a Jacob Zuma there with 181 million rands. Wow.
Yeah, so... Ooh. First on our list, the one and only,
yeah,
Bugatti La Voiture Noire, which basically, ooh, means the black car, and it goes for 14.4 million pounds.
You sound excited when you mention that French word, man, because you're,
yeah,
French,
every,
man,
time when I see French stuff, man, I just get excited, man. That language is lovely. Obviously, La Voiture, yes.
La Voiture. Yeah, man, I'm getting there. But I'm learning Italian, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm interested in learning Italian.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any word as yet. But I'm getting there.
Yeah, I feel like once I learn Spanish, yeah, it's done. I don't think I would need to learn much.
Yeah.
Maybe others just for communication purposes, but otherwise.
Wow, yeah. I mean, the Bugatti is my favorite car.
Yeah.
Definitely top of my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
Always takes the crown for me in terms of speed, in terms of performance, in terms of looks, in terms,
yeah,
of everything. And the Bugatti La Voiture is actually 2019 model.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the latest one, and it's making a killing. You know what I mean? So it features a 16-cylinder as well. So that actually makes it a V16.
Yeah.
And it's about 14.4 million. pounds,
yeah.
So that converted to rands, it's a whopping 264 million rands.
What?
Wow, that,
no way,
that can pay for like all of us in, like, is medical health care. I mean, we can buy all of us cars at Active Church.
Yes,
we can like pay anything, like we can buy 2, 3, 4 buildings and have like 4 branches.
Tell
we can pay
it.
Everybody for 10 years in terms of salary. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, that's, yeah, people are playing around with money.
You know what I mean? So that is obviously it in terms of our countdown. Those are the 10 most expensive cars in the world ever made.
Yeah.
And we just want to share a little fun fact in terms of history of cars. Obviously, most people might know. But we just want to say that, like, the actually first person to actually make anything that was shaped and designed like a car was actually in 1672, and his name was Ferdinand Verbiest. All right, so he made something that was 65 centimeter long scale, and it was like a toy, you know what I mean? It's like a toy for the Chinese emperor, and that was unable to carry any driver or a passenger. So it looked like a car, but it wasn't able to drive, or it wasn't able to carry a passenger or anything like that. So the guy's name was Ferdinand Verbiest. He's the first guy to create anything that is related to a car. So it was in China. And then we have a guy called Nicholas Joseph Cugnot. That guy is widely credited with building the first full-scale self-propelled mechanical vehicle, or a car, it is known, and it was about 1769. Yeah, and then we also are looking at the guy who's very well known to being the first person who has created like a normal car that drives like the cars we know today, yeah, with an internal combustion engine. His name is Carl Benz. That's the guy who's obviously created the cars that still drive the same way that they're driving today.
Yeah.
Right. So we have Ferdinand Verbiest, who created the first scale of a car that couldn't carry people. Moving on to Nicholas Joseph Cugnot, who created the first one in 1769, but wasn't internal combustion engine. And then to Carl Benz, who created the first car, which was, like I said, we know it to be the same model, same kind of operation, yeah, as the cars we know today. So three names, guys. Remember those three names. It's not one person. Mm-hmm. It's three guys that got us to be where we are today. And we appreciate and we obviously salute the work that they did in, yeah, terms of getting us where we are today. Okay, guys. The last topic that we want to close with is that today we've actually selected the Lamborghini in terms of speaking about this. And we want to talk about the seven things you learn after driving a Lamborghini.
Yeah, you know, for a week.
For a week, yeah. After driving a Lamborghini for a week. And one of the first things that you actually might come across in terms of education, mm-hmm, is that the V12 generates the best noise around. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that when a Lamborghini comes from any corner or any direction, we all just start looking around wondering where that comes from. Mm-hmm. In fact, we start looking around more than when we hear a siren, you know, for the V12 sound, and just wondering what kind of a car that is. For something that is a 691 horsepower, the Aventador is what we're talking about. First puffs a premium gasoline, remarkably tempered, even at the cold start. So that is very long, nice sounding, yeah, you know, sound, and a very mild explosion. And it's quiet, obviously, when as soon as it drives. But it, obviously, when you put your foot down and stuff like that, it brings up that roar, mm-hmm, that we all like. And we definitely cannot get over it.
Yeah. And the next point that we have on the Lamborghini Aventador is that you could actually cook a pizza on the hood.
Wow. Does that mean like it becomes so hot?
Yeah, probably. The engine is so hot that you could cook a pizza on the hood.
Wow. Eggs as well, I guess. I can even toast my bread in between.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. So one day if you locked out of your house, you know, you don't have to stress. You have,
yeah,
all you have to do is just heat up that engine, you know, get it revved, and yeah, you have your breakfast on a car.
Yeah.
Isn't that classy?
It's classy, man. Yo, now, I'd have to just carry some bacon and some eggs and some stuff, yeah, in my car, just for in case, just to test this out, you know? And then the third thing is, you know, you kind of need to forget about speed, yeah, limits. You know what I mean? I mean, you're driving a Lamborghini and stuff, and I mentioned before, unfortunately in South Africa, we have a lot of speed-related rules and laws, and you can't just drive around speeding anywhere. So yeah, one of the things that you learn with the Lamborghini is the fact that you kind of forget, you know, speed limits in terms of the road. Unfortunately in South Africa, we have a lot of them. The laws are very tight, but you know, it kind of gives you that mentality of forgetting the speed limits. Very nice car to drive. When you get on it, you just get that firepower. You just want to put your foot down. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you otherwise, why would you own a Lamborghini if you're going to drive at like 20 kilometers an hour, 30 kilometers an hour? That's the normal drive of like an electric car, you know?
Yeah.
Or when you have like a hybrid, when you want to drive it on electric mode. But yeah, that's one of the things you learn, is to forget about the speed limits. But be careful when you're in SA, not encouraging you to forget them. but it's a mentality that it gives you when you drive it.
Yeah, so our next point is always be prepared for uncomfortable conversations when you're driving a Lamborghini Aventador.
Definitely.
The reason why we say that is because obviously you're driving an Aventador. This is no ordinary car. It's not something that you're going to see every day, whether you're in rural Africa or in the suburbs in the United States. Still a very rare car. So obviously when people see this car, they're like, oh, this guy's got money. So definitely you will have people coming to you and, you know, trying to get your attention.
Yeah, it kind of goes to show how we might, you know, be closer to people, maybe because of their possessions as well. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, it is very true. I'll start with myself. I definitely do want to know somebody around who's driving a Lamborghini or who's driving a very nice car. I feel like I'd like to know them more than anything, just to find out what they do and, I mean, how I can get myself in that position.
Yeah.
And, I guess we're obviously different approaches, but we do want to know people when they look like they're sorted.
Obviously, for me, I don't know why I think of this, but when I just think of the Lamborghini Aventador, it reminds me of this. I have this weird thought in my mind. I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, I think of myself and I'm thinking the day that I get married, that woman that I want to have, she must be like, this car, you can look at her, but you cannot have her. She's mine.
Oh, yes.
You know, the one that has everybody staring.
Yes.
But anyway, I should get over myself. It's too much pride.
Yes, and then one of the other things that we just want to tell you guys about in terms of what you might start thinking after driving it for 7 days is that, I mean, even though it's probably like something that you wouldn't think that would happen, but police will guard it. Yeah, so we have situations sometimes. I've been at a mall called Melrose and stuff, and once you see a luxury car, beautiful one, you might notice that there's like all of a sudden cones around it, and it's like protected and stuff like that. So it's just automatically you may find that police will have like, will just keep guard of it because it's an expensive car. So automatically you must just know that it's hardly going to be in danger.
So another point that we have is that you really could drive it every day. I mean, well, that's, I believe that is opinion based, but yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful car in terms of the looks, in terms of performance and everything else. So definitely, why not drive this car every day? And the last but not the least point that we have is that
you have peaked and now you can age happily.
Yes,
you've made it. Obviously, in terms of achievements, in terms of vehicles and stuff like that, I definitely would love to experience driving the Lamborghini, and I know for a fact that it's going to fulfill me, especially the Aventador. Yeah. It's also one of my favorites, but it's not like the only thing in life that will obviously make you happy. There's a lot. First of all, we all know that finding God is like the main thing. But in terms of these things on the side, the added things, I would love to find myself driving a Lamborghini, even a Ferrari, even any like a luxurious sports car.
Even a Porsche.
And I know that it's going to be an amazing experience, and I will feel fulfilled in terms of how I think about cars in general.
Yeah, so guys, that's basically what we have for our show today.
Yeah.
So guys, it's been awesome. Ooh. It's been lit. We love this time with you guys, but unfortunately we have to love you and leave you. Till next time. So before we leave, we're just gonna leave you guys with a couple of shout outs, and if you guys want to catch us, you can catch us at Active FM, I mean on Facebook at /. ActiveFM777, and on Twitter is at ActiveFM777, on Instagram is at ActiveFM. My man Spiwe, where can they catch you?
Yeah, as always, very simple guy, you know what I mean? Catch me on Facebook, Spiwe Mutlowung. My name means given, you know what I mean? Yeah, so you guys can catch me on my Facebook page. I'm going to be uploading the show there and stuff. Just want to thank you guys for the support you've been showing. The downloads, they're amazing. But also do catch us on iono.fm. That's when you can download most of our shows. Just go to the search panel and type Active FM, and all our shows will come down in a drop-down list. And not only can you download our show, but you can also download the most amazing shows in South African radio history and stuff like that. And obviously, we hope that you enjoy, and we hope that you get a lot of encouragement from our show. Thank you for joining us. We always love being with you guys. And catch us next time on the Ultimate Engine Show. We're going to be obviously coming up with more and more lovely topics and inspirational stuff that we want to speak to you guys about.
Cheers, guys. So I'm Gloutina. You can catch me on Facebook as Gloutina. And yeah, that's it from us, guys. Peace out. God bless.
Yeah.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracle, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Well, I'm Ron Kinnear from African Missions. I hope that you do listen to Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Listen to Active FM. We'll be right back.
of your heart, Lord. Remove all distractions, focused on the kingdom. I'm clinging on to you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stay. Urgency seeking you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stand.